InshaAllah, Sadiq, qareeb qareeb aa jaye. Brothers, request to come closer, inshaAllah. Mukhtasar majlis nikah hoga. It will be a majlis of nikah. Take part in the nikah gathering, inshaAllah, it will be beneficial, inshaAllah, and rewarding for all of us.
Everything is fine. Just please sign on and.
Inshallah, brothers, take a seat, inshallah. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu nusalli wa nusallimu ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'du fa'audhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. والذي خلق لكم من أنفسكم أزواجا لتسكنوا إليها وجعل بينكم مودة ورحمة إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يتفكرون ومن آياته خلق السماوات والأرض واختلاف ألسنتكم وألوانكم إن في ذلك لآيات للعالمين صدق الله العظيم وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم تزوجوا الودود الولود فإني مكاثر بكم الأمم يوم القيامة وقال صلى الله عليه وسلم تنكح المرأة لأربع لمالها ولحسبها ولجمالها ولدينها فاظفر لذات الدين تربت يداك وكما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. My dear respected brothers and my beloved mothers and sisters listening over the live transmission, just a few words inshallah we'll say before we do the nikah ceremony. Now the nikah ceremony, subhanallah, is such an important part of a person's life, person's journey in life. Sadly, we've come to a day and an age where nikahs, marriages are not happening. People say, I'm not ready to get married, you know, still got education left, still got to get that job, still got to get on that career ladder, still got to move forward, still got to have a, you know, big saving, still got to prepare for that hi-fi 20k, 30k wedding. So much expectation and so much kind of preparation before nikah. Whereas the Prophet ﷺ mentioned a beautiful hadith in which he stated, أَعْظَمُ النِّكَاحِ بَرَكَةً أَيْسَرُهُ مُؤْنَةً أَهُنِ لَكَ إِنْ شَاءَ اللَّهِ يَتَوْبَ دَ جَوْهَبَنِ أَعْظَمُ النِّكَاحِ بَرَكَةً أَيْسَرُهُ مُؤْنَةً. The Prophet ﷺ says that nikah which has the most barakah. زَيْبِ بَهُرْ بِتْرَيْهِ اللَّهَ تَلَيْهِ شُبْسِ بِشِبْ بَرْكَدِّينَ كُنْتَ زَيْخْتَرْ مَذَا شُبْسِ خُمْ خُرْجَتَ خَيْرَ. The nikah which has the most barakah is the one that has the least expenditure. So sadly, we've reversed the formula. You know, we think my marriage and my wedding and everything, and sadly, a lot of the time, these expectations are from the sisters and from the sisters' families, to the extent that they say you're stingy if you don't spend. Krifta, krifta, khunjish. Yeah. Whereas this is totally un-Islamic. This is totally un-Islamic. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam specifically is telling us the nikah that has the most barakah is the one that has the least expenditure. Subhanallah. If only we could bring that formula into our lives, how many happy marriages we will see. But as the days are passing by, people are feeling more kind of constrained and pressured into spending more and more on their marriages and weddings and nikahs. And subhanallah, that's why we see marriages ending so quickly as well. Divorce rates are going sky high, skyrocketing. There's so much expectation in marriages. Expectation, the unrealistic expectation. Okay? Nobody wants to fulfill their hukuk, their rights. The spouse, the wife does not want to fulfill the rights of her husband. Husband does not want to fulfill the rights of their spouse. But on top of that, there are unrealistic expectations that I need this and I need that and I need this one and that one. So my dear respected brothers and elders, we need to reverse this formula. We need to go back to this beautiful sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because we live in a materialistic world. Everything is what we see. Attraction, that's what we want. Beauty, that's what we want. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, look, a woman is married for one of four reasons. Limaliha, because of her wealth, because she's wealthy. So a person thinks, if I get married to her, it's going to give me a financial boost. Wali jamaliha, or her beauty. Yeah, it's the beauty. I'm going to get married to a beautiful person. It's going to be my token bride. Yeah. Ali hasabiha, because of her family lineage. That this person is from a good, high-ranking, noble, whatever family, caste. Yeah. Gushti. Bala gushti te kyu tuiba. Bala kita khun zatu tuiba. Khun na niyamra. Zat. The zat, the gushti, this is all Bengali words. But the lineage of that lady has to be very good. That's sometimes people only look at that. They don't look at anything else. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is saying one of four reasons this is why women get married, or a woman should normally gets married, because of her wealth that she has, because of the beauty that she possesses, because of her societal standing or her lineage, and third and fourthly, li diniha, because of her deen. That person says, this person is a pious woman. She's a pious lady. That's it. I don't care what she looks like. Subhanallah, I don't care what she looks like. Now the look situation has gone so out of control. Even when I got married, it was only about 10 years ago, when I got married, it was already known, you know, you're getting married here. I said to my father, can I do istikhara for more than one day? I said, I'll do istikhara. I did one day. And the second day he said, well, have you made your mind up? I said, give me about 7 days. He said, no, you need to make your mind up now. So I said, look, you've decided, so it's fine. He said, don't say I ever forced you into it. But he decided for me. Okay? And we got married. Alhamdulillah, Allah puts barakah. But now, subhanallah, you look at the picture. Zoom in the picture. Now, mashallah, HD, 10, I don't know, whatever you call it, you know, 4K and all of that stuff. So, you know what, he's got spots here, he's got pimples here. I don't know, I think he's got too many pores. He doesn't do dermo rolling and dermo planing and the rest of it. Subhanallah. And so many, like even when we recommend... Even when we give dishtas to people, that someone asks me, oh, can you find someone for my daughter? Can you find someone for my son? Even in the community. And subhanAllah, the uncle will get so upset that I give one talk, no. One talk, no. This one's too far. This one's too fat. And mashallah, rasalam rubbi holo khuiba. Khuiba sasa batiza kita huitam. Khuiba igubishi batti, igubishi lampa, igubishi muta, igubishi fetla, igubishi kita halkha, igubishi. Mane bondo na. We have so much expectation that this one's like this, this one's like this, this one's like this, this one's like... Leave all of this. People's bodies are always changing. People's bodies are... When I got married, I was very skinny, isn't it? Look how much weight I've put on. It's a happy marriage, mashallah. Yeah? So the point is that Harun remembers me as very skinny, isn't it? So the thing is, the point is, people's bodies are always changing. We get so fixated how the way things look. It's materialism. It's what we see on billboards, it's what we see in the TV programs that we watch, in the next Netflix series that we watch, in the advertisements that we see. All of that has polluted our mind and we have unrealistic expectations. The Prophet ﷺ said, get married to a woman of deen. And similarly, a woman needs to think, I need to get married to a man of deen. Someone came to Sayyidina Ali karramallahu wajhahu and they said, oh, cousin of Rasulullah ﷺ, my daughter is marriageable age. Who should I get her married to? And listen to this very carefully. You know what he said? He said, sunnijay, inshallah. Urdu mein kuch bolenge. He said, Zawijha man yakhafullah. Get your daughter married to someone who fears Allah. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu says, Zikashahura, he said, Amar me bi bahar bosh warun tufusi ke soin. Kharge se biadi tam tanre. Sayyidina Ali radiallahu anhu kitab armai soin. Khoi soin tanre e bakhtir ke se biadi yo, then Allah re doroin. Allah re doroin. In ahabbaha akramaha, if he loves her, he will respect her, honor her, treat her well. If naturally, you know, compatibility. If there's natural compatibility, he will love her anyway. He will honor her. He will respect her. He will treat her well. Wa in abghadaha, even if he doesn't like her, Because, look, nowadays they say, oh, this old marriages, forced marriages, arranged marriages. Islam does not allow forced marriages. But in Islam, you're not supposed to have this dating situation. But now because we grew up in the West, everybody says, oh, you've got to know the person before you get married. How can you get married to someone you don't know? And subhanAllah, they date 4 months, 1 year, 2 years. They get married, the marriage ends in 1 month. I've dealt with these cases. 2 years of dating and 1 month of marriage and finished, divorce. So subhanAllah, don't you know this lady so well? You've been dating her for 2 years, but that was a whole different person. That was a girl that was trying to impress you. That was a girl who was your cake to the max with makeup. That was a girl who was always, you know, dressed to impress. Her behavior, her attitude, her smiles would make you, mashallah, drool. Yeah? Now you get married to her, makeup comes off you. Oof, that's not the person. I didn't even recognize you. Yeah? Subhanallah, some ladies wear so much makeup, you look at the hands and you look at the face and you see it's two different people. Yeah? White face and black hands. Allah forbid, Allah forgive us. This is how short-sighted we become, that it's all material, you know? Whatever zahir, whatever in front of our eyes. And then now she's not trying to impress you anymore, now you see her real side. Now you see her, what they call red flags, isn't it? Yeah? Red flags. And now, subhanAllah, what does he say? He says, oh, she's got so many red flags, man. I wish I knew about it before I got married to her. And then the marriage ends. I'm saying it in a joking manner, but I'm saying it in a way that I've seen it so many times. I just, one of the elders here, I don't want to point towards him, his son came towards me, to me, and he said, you know what, I've been married about 7 months. He said, Mustafa, do you know how much I spent on my wedding? So how much? He said, I spent 70K. 70,000 pounds on his wedding. And then he said, you know how crazy my wife is. What do you mean? He goes, let me show you. Didn't really want to see it, but he showed me on his phone regardless. He is like a, mashallah, he's quite wealthy. He's got all these sport cars and stuff like that. Because every time she gets mad at me, you know what she does? She takes a hammer, she goes out, see, she smashes all the windows of my cars. And he's showing me, and I thought it was like a jinn or something. Hair flying around, and she's smashing all the windows. So subhanAllah, like this is, and he's saying it to me. So it makes you realize the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the nikah that has the most barakah is the one that has the least expenditure. And those people who fear Allah the most, is the male, the female, they will treat each other the best. Even if there's something that they don't like, they will overlook it. They will forgive, they will forget, they will move on because their gaze is always on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I don't want to displease Allah. And we need to stop this mates culture. Mates culture. Even when we got married, any issue that you have, you speak to a senior. Murabbil logamato. Yeah? When we got married, speak to a senior, speak to your parents, speak to, you know, I had my teachers, my sheikh, my, scholars that I studied with, speak with them. Now what happens? Mate, man, what do you think? What do you think I should do, man? And you know, he says, boot her, man. Kick her out. Get rid of her, man. There's so many better. These are the conversations that we're having. People who are so immature, people who have not been through life experience, we go to them. And subhanAllah, this is a sign of the day of Qiyamah as well. Yeah? أَدْنَا صَدِيقَهُ وَأَقْصَى أَبَاهُ. That towards the day of Qiyamah, a person will make their friend so close and will distance their father. Dad doesn't know, man. He doesn't know what's going on. He won't be able to give me any wise words. He's got so much more life experience. Experience makes a huge difference. Even though he's not brought up in the West, even though he's not used to, you know, the lifestyle that we're used to, but he's got an understanding of what marriage is supposed to be like. We should go to elders to resolve our problems. The females should go to their elders. Alhamdulillah, in my marriage, the best solutions have always been, if we have any marital, whatever, ups and downs, it's always my mother-in-law who gives a solution. Because my wife will speak to my mother-in-law. And my wife is listening over the phone, over this, so I hope I'm not in trouble when I get home. Okay? My wife will speak to my mother-in-law. I will speak to my teachers. Never friends. Never friends. Mate, what do you think? He's going to give me some immature advice, something that he's not used to. He doesn't have that life experience, and then it's going to cause problems in my marriage. So there are so many things that can be said, and we have very short time, but I hope these points are making sense to all of us. Let's step away from this material society that we live in. Let's focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, focus on understanding that when we say nikah is half of your deen, it's supposed to preserve and protect your iman. It's supposed to make you a better person. It's supposed to give you a boost into adulthood. Until you get married, you're still in immaturity, pretty much childhood. Yeah? As soon as you get married, mashallah, you know, like you have to grow up really fast. Financial responsibilities kick in, spousal responsibilities, you know, maintaining children, all of these type of things. Now that maturity needs to kick in. Sadly, people are immature. So immature. I got married when I was 21, right? Now people are getting married when they're 30, and then marriage problems, what happens? or he gets bored of me. What do you mean he gets bored of you? He says he needs time with his mates, so every night he goes and he plays snooker all the way till Fajr. Apparently he sees me all day long. You know, so much immaturity and so much, you know, what is it? You know, what do you call it? Like a child. He needs to go and play snooker. He needs to play games. The poor guy. He gets bored of you. So much foolishness, right? I don't want to use very strong terms, but this is our reality. So marriage helps you grow. And the faster you get married, what did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mention in the Quran? وَأَنْكِحُ الْأَيَامَ مِنْكُمْ وَالصَّالِحِينَ مِنْ عِبَادِكُمْ وَإِمَائِكُمْ. As soon as your ayama, as soon as your children reach marriageable age, teenage age, the marriage, they've got the desires, they've got the urges, get them married. And then people say, well, what about the job? What about job security? What about this? What about that? What does Allah Ta'ala say? إِن يَكُونُوا فُقَرَاءَ يُغْنِهِمُ اللَّهُ مِنْ فَضْلِهِ. If they are poor, if they're not wealthy, Allah Ta'ala will make them wealthy. Through marriage, Allah will open the doors of financial bliss. It's the formula. This is the formula. I keep going back to myself because I've been through these formulas. Alhamdulillah, I've been through this one. When I got married, I had a rubbish job. Through time, with days and with nights and with children, one by one another opportunity opened. One by one another role opened. Another door to, you know, alhamdulillah, lots of blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Problem is, we don't trust in this. We look at society, social media, we look at this and that, and we say it has to be like this. Are we all understanding what I'm saying here? Are we all ready to, inshallah, try and make a difference in our lives? Try and follow the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam at every step. Whatever we do, it has to be in accordance with the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In that is success. If we turn away from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we make up our ideas based on our culture, what happens is then you just see catastrophe, disasters, and there's so many of them. Every single family now that is coming to me with this situation, that situation. So is this the bridegroom, yeah? MashaAllah. So hopefully all of that is not falling too heavily on your shoulders, inshallah. But obviously it's a huge responsibility, but at the same time, always take guidance from your elders. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, lots and lots. Allah make things easy for you. I remember when I was 16, 17 years old, one of the scholars that would advise us, he would say, are you guys making du'as for a pious wife? And we all giggled, ha ha ha, you know. He said, you're all giggling, but look, this is something that you know inevitable in the future. From now you should make dua to Allah ta'ala, رَبَّنَا هَبْ لَنَا مِنْ أَزْوَاجِنَا وَذُرِّيَّاتِنَا قُرَّةَ أَعْيُنٍ. O Allah, grant me a spouse and children who are going to be the coolness of my eyes, who are going to make me happy, who are going to be pious and God-fearing. وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. This is the dua of the Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, which Allah ta'ala has preserved in the Quran. So from now, inshallah, those who are not married, prepare for marriage. Those who are married, let's live our lives in according with the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and with the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let's not stray away from that. In that is success, in that is khair, in that is barakah. There is difficulty. When you fall into haram, there is some type of ease at the start, but then later the difficulties hit you so hard, you get knocked out. But when following the sunnah and when practicing in accordance with the commands of Allah ta'ala, in the beginning there's a bit of difficulty because society is not with you, right? But slowly the doors open and subhanAllah, so many doors of opportunity open. A person shocked, like, wow, this is, none of this is in my control, this is my Allah's hand at work. Yeah, Allah gives all the correct understanding. Inshallah, the nikah ceremony will take place. I'll do the khutbah inshallah and then the nikah ceremony and then we'll do a mukhtasar dua inshallah, then we'll finish. الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله تبارك وتعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كلامه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. وقال تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم النكاح من سنتي. وقال فمن رغب عن سنتي فليس مني أو كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. I'll say it in English inshallah. So we have our bridegroom who is Muhammad Mirza Ahnaf Beg. That's your name. Ahnaf. And the bride is Musammat Mili Begum. And the father of the bride? Afne. Achada on the bride. Acha afne onumutini sunni amrad afnar merkistakis ten kushia suinto. Shuntushta suinto. Okay, so the father of the bride, Muhammad Tunumia, whose daughter Musammat Mili Begum is getting married, he's saying that he's taken permission from her and she's happy to get married and she has given her authorization and her permission to get married to Muhammad Mirza Ahnaf Beg, who is the son of Mirza Haider Ahmed. And the dowry which is fixed is £2,000. Yeah, £2,000 meher has been fixed. So Muhammad Mirza Ahnaf Beg, son of Mirza Haider Ahmed, do you accept Musammat Mili Begum, the daughter of Muhammad Tunumia? Do you accept her hand in your marriage?
Yes.
Yes, I do.
Yes, I do.
MashaAllah. Barakallahu lakuma wa baraka alaykuma wa jama'a baynakuma fi khayr. InshaAllah, we'll do mukhtasar dua, inshaAllah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma ya Rabbi laka alhamdu kama yanbaghi li jalali wa shika wa azim sultanik. اللهم لا نحصي ثناءنا عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. اللهم لك الحمد حمدا دائما مع دوامك, ولك الحمد حمدا خالدا مع خلودك, ولك الحمد حمدا لا منتهى له دون مشيئتك, ولك الحمد عند كل طرفة عين وتنفس كل نفس. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد كلما ذكره الذاكرون, وصل على سيدنا مولانا محمد كلما غفل عن ذكره الغافلون. جزا الله عنا حبيبنا وسيدنا ومولانا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم ما هو أهله. اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم اغفر لنا ولوالدينا ولأساتذتنا ولمشايخنا ولأصدقائنا ولأحبابنا ولأقاربنا ولمن له حق علينا ولمن أوصانا بالدعاء ولجميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم الذين شهدوا لك بالوحدانية ولنبيك بالرسالة وماتوا على ذلك. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى من القول والفعل والعمل والنية والهدي, إنك على كل شيء قدير. اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك, اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك, اللهم اكفنا بحلالك عن حرامك وبطاعتك عن معصيتك, وأغننا بفضلك عن من سواك. اللهم يا رب العالمين, أو الله أو رب العالمين, أو رحم الراحمين, أو the greatest of all the kings, the king of all kings, يا رب العالمين. We gathered here today to celebrate this nikah which is taking place between this youngster and this sister. Ya Rabbil Alameen, grant, Ya Rabbil Alameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen, descend your mercy and your tranquility and your blessings upon this nikah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen, make it a blissful nikah, make it a happy nikah, make a nikah filled with barakah, filled with khayr, filled with goodness, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Make a nikah through which the iman is preserved, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen, make it a nikah through which pious offspring are produced from this nikah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen, every single person who is sitting in this gathering, Ya Rabbil Alameen, forgive all of our sins, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen, all the pious aspirations, all the needs, all the desires, all the problems, all the issues that we have, Ya Rabbil Alameen, resolve all of them, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Open all the doors for us, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Grant us lots of khair, lots of goodness, lots of barakah, lots of mercy, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Forgive all of our sins, Ya Rabbil Alameen. All those who are married here, Ya Rabbil Alameen, grant us all khair and barakah in our marriages, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Grant us all bliss and happiness in our marriages, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Bless us all with pious children, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Pious, God-fearing children, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Those will be a coolness of our eyes and those who will be a means of guidance for the entire ummah, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen, those who are unmarried, those who are struggling to get married, those who possibly are married but not having children and are going through these difficulties, Ya Rabbil Alameen, resolve all their difficulties. Ya Rabbil Alameen, those who are not married, Ya Rabbil Alameen, bless them with pious spouses, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen, those who are married who don't have children, bless them with pious children, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ya Rabbil Alameen, you are aware of our hearts. hearts. You're aware of our needs. You're aware of what each and every single one of us is going through. Ya Rabbil Alameen, make all of our affairs easy for us, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Allahumma la sahla illa ma ja'altu sahla, wa anta taj'al al-huzna idha shi'ta sahla. Allahumma al-tuf bina fi taysiri kulli asir, fa inna taysira kulli asirin alayka yasir. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta samiyul alim, wa tub alayna ya mulana innaka anta tawwabur rahim. وصلى الله وسلم على سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. ما شاء الله الله Thank you.